just a few laws surrounding Rosh Chodesh. Rav Chaim Palachi writes how one has to be careful on Rosh Chodesh to say the Hallel slowly, not to rush through it. He explains that the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh specifically has a lot of very important messages and a lot of insights according to the Kabbalah, that if one rushes through it, he's missing the whole tikkun even for the month. And therefore he says the Hazanim should not let themselves get pressured by the Sibur that are interested in rushing. He says already we skip half the Hallel anyway, it's bidilug. He says now we're doing dilug ahar dilug, we're doing a skip of a skip, which means it's already cut in half and we're doing it fast. So therefore we should be careful on Rosh Chodesh to read it slow. Rabbi Miller said that the Alav Shalom, that the concept of Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is that we're thanking Borei Olam for the previous month of life that he gave us. That we just went 30 days, it's a time to reflect for all the things that happened in the past month that were good. The money that you made, the health that you enjoyed, the pleasure that you received from your children, and all the other berachot that you had, it's a good time to think about it during the recitation of the Hallel, to thank Borei Olam, and to thank him in advance for the future 30 days that are coming in. But I'd like to also read you another custom on Rosh Chodesh that's brought up from Reb Chaim Palachi in his Sefer Kaf HaHayim. He says, Ashrei Adam, fortunate is the person sheyesh lo b'Rosh Chodesh tamidei chachamim al shulchano. Fortunate is the person that on Rosh Chodesh he invites tamidei chachamim to his table to enjoy with him, to eat with him. Umi shechanano Hashem, God, or somebody that Hashem has blessed, ra'ui d'biyom Rosh Chodesh, it's proper that on Rosh Chodesh he should set a table in front of the tamidei chachamim according to his level that he can afford. V'hu davar gadol, says it's a big item. Sheyelo atzlacha v'arvacha b'chol haChodesh. He says it's a sigula that you'll have success the whole entire month. And then he writes, ובחנוני נבזות, he says, you can test me what I'm saying now. המערך תמידי החמים ועניים בתוך ביתו בראש חודש, that if a person has guests and invites chachamim to his house on Rosh Chodesh and gives them sa'uda, he says, guaranteed he's going to have the atzlacha and the success. Yizachel Latov, there's members of this kahal that when they heard this halakha in the Kaf HaChayim, they accepted upon themselves that every month they're going to supply a sa'uda for the fellows that are sitting in the kolel. Doesn't matter which kolel. Every month on Rosh Chodesh, Chok Melo Ya'avor, they come and they supply a sa'uda, and everybody has that fellow in mind when they're having the sa'uda, and Baruch Hashem, the fellow is Oleu Matzliach. It should be pointed out that this is a minhag not only for the month of Kislev, but this is for all the months of the year. Rav Chaim Palachi is giving you a guarantee to success. To review, number one, the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh should be said slowly, and the concept of Hakarat HaTov for the last month and the previous month. And number two, the Inyan of letting the Hachamim enjoy Seudat Rosh Chodesh from a person's wealth.